1-800-795-7733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com. There we have, not only is it an interactive radio program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, but it's an interactive website where you can log on and take control of the, well, I don't know, what are those things, the oscilloscope, the gyrate and stuff on the internet? But you can take control of that, too.
How about the tubes?
The tubes, right.
Take control of the tubes.
Take control of the tubes. You can put up stories or blog posts or videos or whatever you want there at freetalklive.com. People will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with theirs. And, well, you know, stuff rises to the top. Gets a lot more eyes than, oh, I don't know, whatever it is that you would, your blog. 855-450-3733. Stephanie, you've got a disturbing story. I mean, we do a lot of these, I guess, disturbing stories. A story that, well, shows somebody being less than classy, I guess.
Yeah, and in this case, it's about a gay relationship. That's not what's less classy about it. It's what's less classy is that there is a very anti-immigration, famously an anti-immigration sheriff, who apparently had a lover who was an illegal immigrant, and they broke up, and basically now the sheriff is threatening this guy with deportation.
Oh God!
Yeah,
classy.
Yeah, so here's the headline. This is from Phoenix New Times. It says, Paul Babeau's Mexican ex-lover says, sheriff's attorney threatened him with deportation, by Monica Alonso. Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babeau, who became the face of Arizona border security nationally after he started stridently opposing illegal immigration, threatened his Mexican ex-lover with deportation when the man refused to promise never to disclose their years-long relationship, did the former boyfriend and his lawyer tell New Times. The latest of the alleged threats were made through Babeau's personal attorney, who's also running the sheriff's campaign for Congress in District 4, the ex-lover says.
Moving on up from sheriff to Congress, huh?
Yeah. He wanted the lover to sign a non-disclosure agreement about their relationship, which apparently went on for years.
Yeah. If you're going to want a non-disclosure agreement signed, you want to do that ahead of time.
Yeah. Shh. Don't tell anybody. He says lawyer.
You know, I have this only peripherally related to this. I used to work for Clear Channel, and they wanted me to sign a non-compete after I'd been working there for many months. They just kept on sliding an empty blank contract into my mailbox and kept on dropping them into the garbage can.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Fire me?
Yeah, exactly. Well, some people might be afraid that they would get fired in that situation, but then it's like, well, that's not a reason to fire somebody because they won't sign a contract after you made an agreement to work for them.
Well, you know, I call it vanity, but I guess I consider myself to be too valuable of an employee for them to fire over not signing that piece of paper.
There you go. That's a good position to be in. So here, back to this article, he says, Jose, the lover, says, lawyer Chris DeRose demanded he sign an agreement that he would never breathe a word about the affair. But Jose, New Times, is withholding his last name because Babeau and his attorney have challenged his legal status, refused. The 34-year-old from Central Mexico charges that the sheriff's lawyer warned against mentioning the affair with Babeau. DeRose, who's the lawyer, said gossip about Babeau would focus attention on Jose, attention that could result in his deportation, Jose says.
I see how it was phrased now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you talk about this, it could result in deportation. You never know. You don't want that kind of attention.
Yeah, and later on in this article, it says it shows a series of text messages between Jose and this guy, Babeau, the sheriff, and he's basically saying you're going to get deported, and so is your brother, and things like that. Mm. So, yeah, the threats apparently got more direct after
this. I'm wondering here, is it a threat or is it a prediction of the future? You know, like I could say, Stephanie, if you keep walking out on the street without looking both ways, you're going to get hit by a truck. I'm not threatening to run you over. Mm-hmm. I'm predicting that a truck may hit you.
Yeah.
And it could very well be a car because it's really bad practice.
But it'd be different if you said, I drive my truck pretty fast at night, and I don't really look for pretty women walking in the road.
So, but I'm, what I'm wondering here is was there a direct statement like, look, you don't keep your mouth shut, I'm going to make sure you get deported, versus a statement like, look, somebody who runs their yakker a lot about you know, issues like this is going to engender a great deal of media attention, and that media attention could result, since your you know, your status here is arguable, then, you know, it could result in your deportation. And I think I've read the number was 70 or 80% of illegal aliens are here basically on overstayed visas.
Yeah, it's extremely common. And it's not all just Mexicans, too. I think that's the stereotype, but people from all over the place. Yeah.
Mexicans are a large percentage, maybe even to the point of a majority of people that are here without, you know, documentation. It's easy. It's right next door. You know, I mean, you have to, if you're coming from Central America, you've got to make it all the way through Mexico in order to get here.
Yeah,
if
but
you're
I
coming
think
from China, which is, as I understand, the...
Yeah, there's a very high percentage of Chinese immigrants who are not, don't have legal status or something, right?
A surprisingly high number of people, you know, from China. Because, I mean, you know, they're, you know, they talk about putting up a wall, you know, along the southern border. And, well, you know, there's a much bigger wall called the Pacific Ocean between us and China. Mm-hmm. But somehow or another, they do manage to get over here and, you know, do it illegally. So, you know, the idea that the government can secure the border, it seems to be, to some extent, a fantasy.
Yeah, so getting back to your original question, Mark, about this threat and sort of how it was phrased, there are some text messages between Jose and the sheriff that were shared. Yeah, Babo, who were shared with this... Well, he calls him... The sheriff calls Jose Poppy in one of the texts. But,
oh, my.
Yeah.
Somebody's a bottom.
Well, hey, to each their own, but, you know.
Right. You know, I got no problems with it.
Well, but one of the things about this...
As a sheriff, I guess it came to mind that a sheriff would be a top. The terminology and the
gay... Oh, you never know what people are into, you know? I mean...
Oh, yeah. The parlance in the gay community is that the top is the pitcher and the bottom is the catcher. And, you know...
Is that...
Don't ask me how I know all this.
Well, I mean, so the thing about this story is that there's a very strong current of hypocrisy here because on one hand, you know, this guy, his work, his job is to stop illegal immigration, and he even became
really
a public face.
It really isn't a sheriff's job to do that. I mean, a sheriff basically is meant to enforce a you know, state and local statutes and ordinances, whereas immigration rules tend to be federal. Now, some states have decided that they want their law enforcement to focus on this, and, and to some extent, you know, especially in the southern United States, Georgia, Alabama, and I think Mississippi have all done stuff like this, and it has been to their detriment. I mean, you've seen farm crops rotting in the fields; they can't find people to pick them.
People leave the state because they're just afraid to be there.
I don't know if I don't know that I would want, if I looked like that, to be hassled all the time. You know, do I want to have to prove my citizenship whenever a police officer wants to talk to me?
Yeah, and even as a person who is pretty clearly Caucasian, like, that's not the kind of society I want to live in, where there's constantly harassing people.
Speaking of which, I have helped two illegal immigrants that were Caucasian from Europe get jobs.
Wow.
I mean, you know, a friend of mine had construction crews, and what did he care, right?
Yeah, there you go.
You want somebody who could swing a hammer. And, you know, we put these guys to work.
Well, you know, the other thing about this story is that it sounded like this Sheriff Bebo was trying to conceal, maybe remain closeted about the fact that he was gay.
It can't be good for your sheriffing career.
Probably not, yeah, and I think that, you know, it's unfortunate that people have those stereotypes, but he had a profile on the website Adam for Adam, which is a gay dating website.
Really?
Well, it's more for, like, hookups, apparently, according to this article.
Hookups.
And it has a screenshot of his profile in there that's, you know, describing his penis and all kinds of other things. And
I wonder if that works out well.
So it's kind of hard to stay closeted. Well, the picture cuts off his face, I suppose. But
that's certainly,
you can identify him based on the rest of his picture. So
you can identify the sheriff based on the rest of his picture?
He's got a tattoo. And there's another picture.
You have to know a little bit about him. I've got a couple of tattoos. You don't know what they look like.
Sure, yeah. But there's a picture of him above
a butterfly
that perfectly clothed, and he's with Jose, the lover, and he's got his hand on his bare chest, and it's pretty clearly like a love picture.
Oh yeah.
And based on the Adam for Adam profile too, it looks like the same person. So there you go.
Well,
he's not trying that hard to be closeted.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the sheriff trying to kick out his ex-lover? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure. Or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about a situation here where it appears as though there's a little gay intrigue going on. And where's this Sheriff Babo from?
I think it's Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Anyway, before we go on with the article, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up next weekend. It's going on from Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
23rd to the 26th. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
You can, if you know, you can still come to the Liberty Forum if you want. It's at the Elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, and there's all kinds of speakers going to be there. Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, Peter Schiff, Dr. Doom, the guy who predicted the recession before everybody else did, Prax Girl, John Bush, Joel Salatin from the author of You Can Farm. He's a big food activist. If you go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, you can get your tickets there. Sign up with coupon code FTL2012 in order to get a 10% discount. There are several different types of tickets, whether you want meals or not, or which days you want to be there. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, coupon code FTL2012. So, Stephanie, go on with your article here.
Yeah, so just for a brief recap, there's a sheriff in Arizona, Pinal County, named Paul Babeau, and he is a very public face of opposing illegal immigration. He's very anti-immigrant, and apparently he had a years-long relationship with a Mexican man who was an undocumented immigrant, or his legal status was in question.
Yep.
And then allegedly used his attorney, the sheriff did, to threaten this guy, Jose, who's withholding his last name for fear of, you know, being deported. He
felt pretty secure in his status there prior to that when he was, messing around with the sheriff.
Yeah, I suppose so. And this is very interesting. So, allegedly, this Jose was threatened with deportation as well as his family. It says Jose says he met Babeau in October 2006 on gay.com, a dating website. What started with an online invitation from Babeau for the two to get together, he says, turned into not only a personal relationship, but a professional one. Jose says he created and maintained Babeau's campaign website.
Oh, my.
His Facebook page and his Twitter account.
So he's got campaign staff. That's illegal. Illegal aliens. Bringing gay folks in from Mexico and giving them jobs.
I mean, this is just too good to make up, you know?
Yeah, it's sorted.
It's the hypocrisy. Babeau didn't pay him for his online services, he claims. So
gay Mexican slave labor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right, exactly.
And now he's threatening to send the guy back.
Yeah, so Jose says Babeau told him that he loved him and was with him exclusively, but Jose suspected Babeau was lying. The relationship soured, and then Jose believes that Babeau sent his lawyer after him. He says the lawyer demanded the passwords to Babeau's websites and social media accounts. Jose complied, but said that Babeau and his attorney also wanted Jose to sign a document that would bind him legally to keep silent about the relationship. That's when Jose started basically lashing out on news websites featuring stories about Babeau. Mm. He posted this picture of what was alleged to be his profile on AdamForAdam.com, which this article says is where website where gay men arrange sexual liaisons. Jose shared text messages. Go ahead, Mark.
It's not always easy to keep a good relationship with an ex, and I understand how things
should be, though.
Get bumpy, it's always best if you treat the other person as though they're a person, right? I mean, and I know it can be hard. I mean, sometimes they can, people are hurt and oftentimes afterwards, and they can say mean things, and it's not always easy to let these mean things slide. But this sheriff looks like he probably messed with the wrong gay illegal immigrant by treating this guy poorly.
I'm really glad Jose is speaking out and making this public. Because it's so important. I mean, this hypocrisy, it's like, I feel extra offended at this story because, not offended, but I feel really a lot of empathy for Jose. He's in a really tough position.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy, Babeau, if all these allegations are true, then that means, he really doesn't think of, it seems like he really doesn't think of illegal immigrants, especially Mexicans, as people. Like, because he's willing to like, use the government to like, try to keep them out of the border and deport them and stuff like that. But it sounds like he's also kind of objectifying them, too.
If he's willing to do this to an illegal immigrant that he was in a years-long relationship with, that he had the power to control his Facebook and campaign websites and things like that, he just doesn't consider people to be people. He's the kind of person that's, one of the kind of sociopath out there that is so self-serving that once they're done with you, they want to throw you away like a tissue, mm-hmm. and they want you to go away. The kind of that kind of individual. And
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say he's a sociopath, but he's definitely showing a real lack of concern and regard for others.
So what do you hang the sociopath?
I just think that this is kind of a whole other subject, but I just think, like, there's this popular book, The Sociopath Next Door, and mm-hmm. there's all these things about 4% of the population to 25%, some people say, are sociopaths, and mm-hmm. I don't think it's that high, and I don't think
20%
it helps
seems
to label people as sociopaths. A lot of people just label others as sociopaths when they don't like them. You know what I mean?
Labels do have a tendency to dehumanize an individual. Yeah. I can see how that I was using it in that fashion. But if you...
But he's definitely showing that he doesn't care about this guy.
That kind of self-serving behavior is indicative of that kind of personality. Is I don't know what reaches the level of sociopathy. Actually, I don't even use the term anymore. It's one of those old terms they've thrown away, like melancholy. But
I don't know. I've seen there are lots of books that have come out recently about sociopathy. Like there's a professor at Harvard who studies it and has written this book, you know, claiming that there are 25% of the population are sociopaths. Or
Whatever you can write on pieces of paper.
I saw an article today about how to spot a sociopath on a first date, and it was it was riddled with these like inaccuracies. It seemed like, and it just seemed like, okay, if you go out with someone and they're kind of not really, you know, hearing you or not really treating you as you'd like to be treated, then they're a sociopath and they're dangerous, you know. And it's like, if you're going to label someone a sociopath, does that mean what, they should be locked up and taken out of society, or what does that
think to me what it means is a person who has a sufficiently small amount of concern for their fellow human being.
A lot of people don't have as much concern for their fellow human being as maybe we would like.
But I have found that the very best...
You don't have concern for your...
Not much, honestly. But I have found...
Do you think you're a sociopath?
I think that I may exhibit some of these terms, but I'm speaking to all the other sociopaths out there. If you don't want to be treated like a sociopath, don't act like one. You know, like...
Well, that's the thing about so-called sociopaths. They don't act like them. They're very charming and charismatic, usually. That's what they say.
But... At some point or another, it comes out because mm-hmm. they're going to be self-serving. The very best way to be self-serving in this world is to pretend like other people's feelings matter. And
wow, Mark.
And then over time, that's how you operate in
Mark,
the world.
I don't think you're a sociopath, and I don't even think you have a lack of concern for other people, because the way that you've treated me as a partner on the show has showed that you cared and that you do care what I think, and you take me into account when you make decisions, you know?
Yeah, I'm working on it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. What's sociopath mean to you? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency or small personal survival? survival kits. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been, bandying about the idea of sociopathy, talking about this this clearly self-serving sheriff who is trying to get his ex-lover deported because...
Revenge!
Not exactly sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of serving oneself, gold.freetalklive.com. If you buy your gold and silver there, you can serve yourself by getting the metals, the precious metals that you wish to have, whether they're gold and silver. Lots of people getting gold and silver right now as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. Just saw an article this week, which, a lot of these articles are kind of... They bolster your own position. You tend to read them if they bolster your own position. And this article was on Mercury Dimes. And I'm a big fan of Mercury Dimes because they're small. You can do lots of trading with them back and forth. You can do business with other people that want to accept silver with them. They're clearly and obviously, they're silver because they're 90% silver because they're a Mercury Dime.
Yep.
And they're obviously not a regular dime. You don't have to look at the date and squint at it. I don't know about you. You've got nice young eyes, Stephanie. You can see the date on the coin.
Hey, I'm wearing glasses. You're not.
I have an uncorrectable vision problem. I suspect my vision is not as good as yours in those glasses. But gold.freetalklive.com. You can also serve me by going there and buying your gold and silver. It, we get a percentage of it when you do. Midas Resources, they take good care of you. Fast shipping, and they've got what they are purveying there. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So, Stephanie, you pulled up the article on how to spot a sociopath on the first date. Is that...
Yeah, I have that. But first, I just want to read really briefly a little introduction from this book called The Sociopath Next Door, which I mentioned.
This is up to 20%, the claim that up to 20% of
I think I conflated it. So this book is by Martha Stout, who is a Harvard psychologist, and she says that up to 4% of people are sociopaths, 1 in 25. And
I don't disagree with that number.
I think I disagree with it, especially after reading this description. Listen to this. Who is the devil you know? Is it your lying, cheating ex-husband? Is it your sadistic high school gym teacher? Is it your boss who loves to humiliate people in meetings? The colleague who stole your idea and passed it off as her own? In the pages of The Sociopath Next Door, you will realize that your ex was not just misunderstood. He's a sociopath. And your boss, teacher, and colleague, they may be sociopaths too. So basically it just sounds like they're saying, okay, well, anybody who you don't like their behavior, anybody who did something that you weren't happy with, label them as a sociopath. They probably are.
Okay, so I can see where you're coming from on this, and I agree that labels are a good way to sort of kill somebody off in your mind, that you don't have to think about them anymore. You've now put them in a box.
You can't empathize with someone unless you think of them as a human like yourself.
I would, however, contend that there is the sociopath in all of us. That the sociopath.
Oh, now it's in all of us.
Right. So I'm actually I'm spreading the label to everyone. And you know, like, I'm willing to say that certainly.
I don't think I have any sociopath in me.
Okay, well, I wouldn't suspect a sociopath to say that. So they, you know, what my contention is that sociopathy is self-serving to the point of, enough actions by a person that are self-serving to the point of, harming other people. That is what, to me, a sociopath does. They are willing to, they serve themselves over other people to the detriment of other people on a regular basis.
This book says they basically define a sociopath as someone who has no ability whatsoever to feel shame, guilt, or remorse. So they're capable of basically hurting other people without feeling any conscience about it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what that's like. I got regret all over.
So I guess we're using different definitions of sociopathy.
Clearly. Clearly we are. And, so what I think about when this is brought to mind is the way things used to be. Alexander the Great is considered to be great because he killed a lot of people. And there was a time in human history, not too long ago, very, very recently, I think we're only moving out of it now, where people tended to look at other human beings as these, as animals, as, just things to be used and destroyed and thrown away and in whatever way they wished. And to me, that's sociopathy, in that line of thinking.
Yeah. Do you think, Mark, that people's basically compassion for other human beings and their empathy can be essentially turned off if they're really traumatized and a lot of bad things happen to them in their life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it all comes from childhood. A lot of it comes from childhood.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Childhood is very important.
And you can never do it, as a parent, you can never do it right, but you can do it better than others. that's what I hope that most parents aspire to. Not that they have all the tools to do it or the right theories.
I think there's evidence that parenting is getting less violent and more peaceful over time. I just read an article a couple days back that said that there are like 8,000 villages in Africa who have sworn off female genital mutilation, which used to be in some places like completely ubiquitous. And
that's great.
Things are changing and for the better, at least I hope so. But there's still a lot of violence in the world.
The world is moving to a more humane place over time, and now that we have communication, especially like the internet and stuff like that, and people that are wealthy enough to concern themselves. Many people that are concerned with a superior social environment on the planet tend to be people that want to see the government use its power to equitably distribute wealth. That, however, doesn't
sometimes
allow people. So it tends to be. I mean, I'm only making it. I'm making a generalization. And I'm using generalized language. But what they don't tend to look at is it is the wealthy that take. They have the time to make these steps. Poor people don't go to the Peace Corps. They tend to be. And I don't even know the Peace Corps. I don't even know what the Peace Corps does specifically.
Well, actually, I don't know. I mean, this isn't a scientific sample, but I know a lot of people in my life who've come from kind of like little means, like families, kind of lower class background, mm-hmm. who have done lots of volunteer work, especially around the world, like mm-hmm. maybe not necessarily with the Peace Corps specifically.
Well, just because they're poor by American standards doesn't make them poor.
You got to take a world view of poverty, sure.
And, different people have different capacities. If I was making the kind of money that some very wealthy people were making in the United States, I don't know how I would live that's much differently than I live today. I'd certainly want a car that doesn't break down on a regular basis. I have that, and I'm pleased.
Yeah.
And I have AAA in case that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't need my house to be very, very large, or I don't have to have a very expensive automobile or anything like that.
People might argue that you can become kind of chained down by stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Like you have so much stuff, and you're just worried about maintaining it and getting even more stuff because you got to keep up with the Joneses. And it's very detrimental to personal freedom in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, do you own your stuff or does it own you?
Yeah.
And, it's absolutely true. So, how would my life be different if I was extraordinarily wealthy? I'd probably be trying to help other people with my wealth while still doing the things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do a lot of volunteer work. It's just...
Everybody does.
But
there are other ways to help people besides
money.
Volunteer.
But right now, one of my concerns are taking care of debts and things like that, like average Americans
Mark,
are.
Speaking of this whole topic of sociopaths and empathy and compassion for others, do you think that when people do charitable acts or ostensibly charitable acts, do you think that there is really a self-interested purpose in that?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that...
It makes you feel good. It gives you a psychological payoff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that everybody, that everything that everybody does all the time, they do in order to make themselves feel better, whether it's good or bad things that they do. And so they're only... That's why it's not personal. If somebody does something bad to you, it's not personal. They're living in their own little world, and they're attempting to make themselves feel better in that little world. And... it's certainly painful when people hurt you. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, that train of thought allows you to forgive a lot more easily.
Yeah, I'm torn. I'm thinking about that statement that it's not personal. And I think a lot of people would hear that and say, well, yeah, of course it's personal if somebody does a heinous crime to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It
hurt me personally. I can get where they're coming from on that. But the person who's committing the crime... If they're doing something heinous to you, they don't even consider you to be a real person. So they're not dealing with a person. They're dealing with an object or a thing.
Yeah, I don't think that would make me feel better about it, though, to know that,
It's a mental illness. 855-450-3733. I think forgiveness is good for the forgiver. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Take a toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I guess we've been talking about sociopathy and the way it manifests or doesn't manifest itself, or the overuse of
sociopathy.
Yes, yes. I'm certainly guilty of this, I've got to say. Check out archives.freetalklive.com. There, we give away completely selflessly. More than 5 years.
Yeah, it's completely selfless.
It's completely selfless. There's no
way. Why should that be a virtue anyway? I mean, isn't everybody interested in themselves? Like, we wouldn't survive if we're not keeping our self-interest
in mind. Right, self-interest is a virtue.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, but it has to be applied
properly.
Getting all
Randian on me. I like Iron Man.
I am feeling Randy. The archives.freetalklive.com. Archives going back for 5 years there. You can get as many as you want. Well, I mean, I guess you'd have to. It's limited to the number that there are, but they're 5 years worth. Go get them at archives.freetalklive.com. Completely free. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, you have this article on how I can find out a sociopath on my first date with them?
Yeah. I would like to preface this by just saying I think this is probably an example of how the label of sociopath is way overused. And I think the reason why books like The Sociopath Next Door and articles like this are so popular is because people want to label others as sociopaths. They're like, well, this person did something I didn't like.
It's blame.
So they must be a sociopath.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't anything, you know, they're a sociopath. And so I can ignore them now.
I come from the we're all effed up camp. So, you know, I don't tend to minimize people just based on, you know, some kind of label, because I'm not saying that's a label different than me, but go ahead.
Well, how could you not be a little effed up if you grow up in this culture?
I don't think there is a perfect culture.
No.
Tell me how I saw
culture
them.
Has cult in it, so. Anyway, so these are like the 10 ways from opednews.com that you can spot a sociopath on the first date. It says, I'll just read you some of these top 10, Mark, and you can think of how many you fit, okay?
Okay.
Charisma and charm.
Got that one, yep.
Enormous ego.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about something else. Yes.
sexual magnetism.
That's what I was talking about, yes.
Intense eye contact.
Well, it's important to keep eye contact. I mean, you know, the sales books tell you to get eye contact, and now they're saying that anybody has too much eye contact.
I think this is so vague that anybody could fit it, you know? Like, maybe...
So you have too much eye contact with me. You're a sociopath.
Yeah, and... That's why I think this is an example of how this level is way over.
When you're interested in what somebody's saying, don't you have eye contact with them?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe what that's saying to some extent is if you have a bad feeling about somebody, you should go with that bad feeling.
Under the intense eye contact one, they say, call it the predatory stare. If you get a chill down your spine when they look at you, pay attention. Oh, Mark is staring at me. Creeper.
Trying to give you a big weird stare.
I don't get a chill down my spine when you make eye contact with me, Mark. And
did you see the M&M's commercial where they've got this Mr. Hungry Eyes and they play that song from the 80s? Hungry Eyes.
I love that song.
That's pretty creepy.
But, yeah, okay, so and another one is they blame others. A lot of people blame others. Overly attentive. Right, they call and text
blaming others,
constantly.
By the way, that's the golden pathway to unhappiness.
I feel that you're responsible for your feelings and everything else.
Well,
yeah.
If you're responsible for everything in your life, then you can work on yourself in order to make a better life. You can't work on other people. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, you know, you spend time blaming.
Well, like you said, blaming others is a very convenient way to not take responsibility for certain things. And I do think that we have a degree of responsibility for everything that goes on in our lives. But do you see how these are really vague, Mark?
Yes.
I mean, they're just, it gives you...
Are there ads along the side of the page?
Yes.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, and...
Board op says, crap, I'm a sociopath.
Yeah, I'm a sociopath too, by this definition. I'm charismatic and charming. That makes me a sociopath.
Sociopaths, give us a call at 855-450-FREE.
Right, so, yeah, I mean, that was just a cute little article, but...
Was that the whole list?
There's 10 of them. I think I read pretty much all of them, but one of the things I left out was lies and gaps in their story. It says, you ask questions and the answers are vague. They tell stupid lies. They tell outrageous lies. They lie when they'd better make out telling the truth. If you
keep an eye out for lies. I'm for that. If a story doesn't make sense,
yeah, but
I tend to
hunt
that thing down.
There are some people out there who will advocate... Basically, just saying anything you could possibly do to get a woman to have sex with you. You know.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not done, and
or
I'm not saying
man,
I haven't
maybe.
Done it.
I don't know.
You don't have to lie to men to have sex to get them to have sex with you. That's why on the gay websites they're showing pictures of their junk. Okay. Maybe some gay guys have to be lied to in order to get them into bed, but that doesn't.
I agree that lies are definitely a problem, but I wouldn't say that. I think a lot of people lie. I mean, look at dating websites. Like, how much of that information is really accurate? Do you tell someone your exact weight if you're on a dating website? Do you tell someone your exact height? Do you tell them your income? Do you omit certain things? I mean, a lot of people tell...
I wouldn't tell them my
lies
income.
...lies
mean,
when it comes to dating because they're not confident in what they have or whatever.
Well, why would you tell them your income? I mean,
some dating websites will list that. That's one thing you can list.
I've seen it that you can list that. I can't imagine why people do it.
I wouldn't believe anybody that they put on there. I mean, because if you really had... money, like, why would you want to advertise that? Like, because wouldn't
right.
someone
people
just...
with money aren't going to tell you what kind of money they have, and the people without money are going to lie to you, but they have too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is just really bad information.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to tell a lie.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why anybody would use that, but, you know, whatever. Maybe they. But a lot of times when you're filling out these things online, you feel like you have to fill every slot out. And so, you know,
or you'll have
that.
More likely a chance of success if you...
That picture from 10 years ago is just a better picture, you know?
That's why they say that if you're going on online dating websites, you know, you should try to get multiple pictures of the person and even, like, video chat with them to make sure that they're a real person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They are what they say they are.
The internet's full of trolls out there that will waste your time for some reason.
Or it could even be, like, an undercover cop or something like that, you know, pretending to be a... I don't know, a 16-year-old girl or something like that.
I suppose. Yeah. That's a possibility.
I'm sure there have been stories like that on Free Talk Live before. I mean, wasn't there just a story about an undercover cop who, like, went into a high school and was, like, befriending the little boys and, like, texting them, yes, I love you, and things like that?
25-year-old police, yeah, officer, you know, she's tweeting and texting and Facebooking with all these young men, and managed to get a few of them to come up with a very small amount of marijuana for her that she gave a little bit of money to, and then busted these kids for felonies. You know, just
sweet. That's very
pointless.
Nice.
But
yeah, that's,
and I don't think that's sociopathy.
I mean, they're never going to trust anybody for the rest of their lives after that kind of experience.
I don't think that activity is sociopathic, but I do think that they're hiding behind the veil of government for you know, what I would consider immoral actions. You know, I mean, it's in trying to entrap. It actually happened to a kid in my high school.
It definitely sounds like entrapment. Yeah, I couldn't describe it any other way.
Yeah, it would seem like it is to me.
What happened to the kid in your high school?
Basically, there was this female cop that came in and did exactly this. And,
wow.
I mean, he was, yeah, according to his stories, and I, you know, these are the kind of things you can't know for certain. Mm-hmm. They'd done it, and
wow.
You know, that makes it, I don't know what the rules are in you know, the late 80s in Florida on statutory rape, but, you know, this kid was 17 at the time, maybe 18. And
if you represent yourself to be someone that you are not and lie about every detail of yourself, I think that the person's consent who is having sex with the person they think you are is dubious in that
situation.
So
she raped him? She raped him?
It's getting close. It's a gray area.
Some guys pay good money for that.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, Mark, so I think that's it on the sociopath thing. I just wanted to make the point that I think it can get a little over the top.
I don't disagree with your belief that people overuse the terminology, but at the same time, I think that when we're looking at you know, sort of self-serving attitudes, that those are the ones that I will label sociopathic here. As a matter of fact, I've got a quote from the Wikipedia article here. It says, according to a pervasive pattern of disregard for and violation of the rights of others that begins in childhood or early adolescence and continues on to adulthood, as indicated by three or more of the following: failure to conform to social norms with respect to lawful behaviors, as indicated by repeated performing acts that are.
So does that mean like half the people in Keene are sociopaths because they don't conform to social norms of following the laws?
We haven't read all of the it's going to be two of the three.
like a lot of psychological diagnoses, it's a Chinese menu. You know, you pick one from column A, one from column B, and then you have a sociopath.
I love those.
So I'm just saying it's a nebulous definition. There's no test for it, you know. So I'm skeptical of that diagnosis.
You're going to leave them with a briefcase of $1,000 and they run off with it, they fail the test. 855-450-3. Well, you wouldn't need a briefcase for $1,000, would you?
It's an expensive test.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.